an organization that has provided British Columbians with sexual and reproductive care for over 60 years, says it will be forced to close most of its clinics next year without an influx of provincial funding. Options for Sexual Health operates 52 clinics in BC that it says over 14,000 people visit annually. It offers contraceptives, sexually transmitted infection testing, cervical screenings, and consultations about pregnancies and abortions. Kay Hare, president of Options Board of Directors, says the service is vital, especially in small communities. In the Kootenays, Options currently operates clinics in Nelson, Grand Forks, Trail, Creston, Nokasp, Cranbrook, and Fernie. I think it's incredibly important care, and this is care that impacts quite literally everybody in the province, especially our youth and vulnerable populations. But in a December 12 statement, Options Board said it would likely close most of its clinics in 2025 without financial assistance. Options receives 84% of its core funding from the Provincial Health Services Authority, with the remainder coming from donations, grants, and fundraising. Hare said the core funding amount it receives has not increased for the last 12 years. It operates on a tight budget. A spokesperson for Options said its staff are paid lower than market rates, and that its registered nurses make approximately 35% less than what their union rate would be at a public facility. Since 2022, Options has shut down 7 clinics in the last 7 years, one of which was located in Caslow. Hare said some of those closures were due to staffing and location challenges. But 7 other clinics, including one in Castlegar, are closed, until further notice, due to the funding needs. The society has sent a letter to Premier David Eby about its situation, and requested $800,000 in bridge funding that would allow it to keep half of its remaining 52 clinics operating through the next fiscal year. An increase to $1.5 million, a spokesperson for Options said, would keep all clinics open. In a statement provided to the Nelson Star, the Ministry of Health said it is grateful for the service Options provides. Everyone has the right to safe, compassionate, and non-judgmental sexual and reproductive care. The Ministry and the Provincial Health Services Authority are continuing to work with Options for Sexual Health as well as other partners to find a pathway forward to support the delivery of care. The organization was founded in 1961 as the Society for Population Planning before changing to its current name in 2003. Hare said many of their clients don't have their own physicians and rely on the services Options provides. Overall, I think we have the values of compassionate support and non-judgment and really trying to celebrate sexuality. So that's what you get when you come into our clinics, is the full range of sexual health services that you might not have anywhere else.